Ladies and gentlemen, once again it is the Mason and French Show featuring that dude called you, a.k.a. the worst football fan in the room.
Blur.
As well as the black hand of Mike, a.k.a. that dude called the transporter.
Yeah.
Me, I'm Mason, a.k.a. Mahoney. Welcome to the Mason and French Show. These are my friends. Thank you for joining us.
What's happening, y'all? What's good out there?
It's just one of them days, man. We sitting here. It's nice outside.
Yeah, it is a beautiful fucking day today.
Got a little football on.
It's like good fall football weather.
You know, the Washington football team's about to start their game here in about 5-10 minutes. So might have to request the Jew unit to change the channel.
AKA formerly known as the team formerly known girls. As.
Team formerly known as the Washington Redskins.
My girls.
I think you can't even do that. I think you can just say the team formerly known as and everybody's going
to
know who the
I
team is.
I think that's interesting, but I prefer to, you know, continue. I try not to be offensive most of the time.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying everybody knows who the team is because everybody else got a name.
I know. It's really interesting. If you look at the ESPN app, it's like Falcons, Titans, you know, Broncos, Steelers, and then it says Washington.
Why would they just not make it to fucking Hogs and be fucking done with it? Why fucking fuck around and have some dumbass team like name like the team?
I don't know.
Oh my fucking Jesus.
See, unit, what I think happened was they thought if we just change it to Washington football team, people will still call them the Redskins.
Well, that's definitely going to happen.
Because that's what I'm doing. That's my team.
Even when they change them to a real name, like the Red Wolves or the Red Wings.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think they would.
That's just going to roll with the football team.
I think they're going to ride with it like that.
It's just like when Prince put that symbol on his face, said he was going formerly known as.
Yeah, but Prince came back, right? Like that. We can't call him necessarily the team formerly known as, because then you'll have that expectation that maybe they'll come back just like Prince did. Because Prince was Prince when I saw him.
Yeah.
He was not the artist formerly known. He was Prince. Washington football team at Arizona Cardinals. It's very European. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a whole lot written the fuck out there.
Oh my God, come on, girls.
It's like watching an old little league high school game right now with the numbers on the helmets.
I got 8 seconds left, bro, and they on the 9.
This man over
here. You got 8 seconds left in your game?
Yeah, and they on the 9. And we down, and they down 4.
Who has the ball?
Giants, and they on the 9, bro. I just told you that.
Hey, no, I'm just saying, man.
Eight fucking seconds
so you're
still.
Your Bears are blowing the game.
I told you.
He did say it.
He said that before we came on, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, he said the fourth
quarter. 4 seconds left. Come on, you sons of bitches.
He loves his dog Bears.
4 fucking seconds. Fucking sorry, bastards.
It's pretty amusing that you really are keeping track of it.
He is. After he just sat here and said, man, you know what? I ain't even worried about it.
Hey, he wasn't worried about it.
He's going to win 11 games, bro. Once we win 11 games, I'm going to stop watching it because I ain't really going to worry about it.
Yeah, they're 3rd and 5 on the Chicago 10 with 8.
Bam!
Giants ball.
Suck my dick, bitch. I got ball game right here.
Hold on.
17-13, dumb Bears.
Pass incomplete to G. Tate. Offensive interference. 10 yards enforced at Chicago 10, no play. End of game. 17-13, final.
Dumb Bears.
Dumb Bears. The Bears are 2-0. Congratulations.
Leading the division. No, not really. Green Bay got us.
Green Bay is going to be. You're already conceding the season.
Green Bay is already fucking killing it.
No, I think they won 2 games.
They whipping the fuck out of Detroit
okay, so
right now.
You're not conceding the season yet to the Green Bay Packers.
No, we win 11. I don't think we ain't gonna win a Super Bowl, but we win 11 games. Foles, man. I don't know, Foles might.
I'm telling you, dude.
Depends on when Foles comes in,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, Foles comes in, you guys are going
Foles
all the way.
This is Foles magic year. If anybody got his Foles jersey, get ready to break it out and dust the bitch off. This is magic year.
Oh, so you saying this is what's gonna all happen?
Well, the thing is, if.
When the Foles legacy starts.
If when Trubisky gets injured. Foles then takes over. He will do what Foles does, because that's what Nick Foles does. He comes in week 8, week 10, takes over a football team. It's just enough chemistry here for me to step in and get it done. That's what he says.
He's been sitting out watching long enough to figure out what he would have done different, and then he just does it. And then that makes him so good. Like, when you sit there and watch 12 games, you're like, why the fuck would you throw it over there, motherfucker? Throw it to the other goddamn guy. And then you go out there and you're like, fuck pocket. I'm just going to throw it to the other guy.
So is that really your theory?
That's what I would do.
That's your theory? You think that...
probably not, but I mean...
You know what? That is a good theory when you think about it.
Sounds good.
It's fairly solid, I think.
Because
I
mean, he's sitting there on the sideline like, all right, I'm watching this motherfucker fuck up. I'm not going to make the same
mistakes. What else is he doing? He's standing there at the plays, staring there at the plays, right, with a headset on, acting like he's fucking...
Well, he should be paying attention, and if he is paying attention, maybe he's learning things.
Yeah, he's got the headset on, so he knows what every play is, and he's always looking at a playbook. At least the second guy. Third guy ain't really worth a fuck. He's just hanging out, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah.
He's just making his $100,000. He's like, all right, then, bro. I come in there maybe on a maybe, but I need double maybe in order for me to start playing.
What exactly are you saying?
He's saying that's a third stringer.
You think you could make it as a third stringer?
No, I'm just saying he's always hanging out. Until the main quarterback goes out. Once the main quarterback goes out, then third string starts getting a little anxious. But as when the starter's in, he's good. He's like, two motherfuckers got to go out before I start playing, bro.
Who, Nick Foles?
Nah,
he's talking about a third string.
Third string. So, like, yeah, but, like, you don't need that, man. If Nick Foles comes in for Trubisky and gets hurt, then you're really toast.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna put a tight end in there.
It's like that. All right. Well, you know, you got plans.
I would do some Saints shit. You know,
you say you do some what shit?
Some Saint shit where they had the other guy as a quarterback every now and then throw Drew Brees out as wide receiver because you know he's only like 40 something.
Yeah, you want to flip the script on it, man.
It's perfect to have a brittle old man out there as a wide receiver.
Like he's gonna fool somebody.
Well, I don't know, man. The whole thing's insane. I'm glad that your team won for you, Jew Unit. I mean. I know that I'm pretty sure Tom Brady won today, too.
Yeah, but you're playing Carolina. No offense, Mike. But
it's all good.
Got Bridgewater as quarterback.
I mean, shit, we ain't making no noise down there. Carolina ain't making no noise. Not this year. You got Cam, hopefully does all right with the Patriots. Go ahead, do your thing, bro. He got a line to protect him, so he's probably going to do all right.
He's going to do all right. He's going to do decent.
And then you got old Brady down there in Bucktown. He got to get used to getting hit and whatnot, and refs not calling shit for him, so.
Yeah, he got to get reduced football.
Well, he's up 24-17.
He's beating them, so.
On your Panthers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's Carolina.
They might as well just call y'all a W.
Yeah, might as well just roll with the W's.
The Washington W's.
Yeah, might as well.
Y'all got a Warriors? Who's the Warriors? Is that the basketball team now?
There is a Golden State Warrior basketball team.
Oh, there is. There is a Golden State Warrior, but not in the football, right? There ain't no football.
No, there's no Warrior football team. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't want a name for the Redskins. I'm fine with having no Redskins name, like just Washington football team. I don't know. I could deal with that. Like a literal name change, like it just doesn't seem right. Like going from like the Redskins to the no names is like better for me, in a sense.
It's almost like what they did with the Wizards when they went from Bullets to Wizards.
Well, they,
but they already had they went through that little name process.
Well, what they did was they changed it to the Wizards, and then the longer that they were the Wizards, the more they act like they're just the Washington basketball team. Like if you go to the game and look in the at the store, most of the gear doesn't say Wizards on it; it says Washington basketball.
Oh, word.
Yeah, and like I bought Bullets jerseys. I bought Bullets shirts. Excuse me, at the. You know, the Verizon Center or whatever the fuck it's called, Capital One.
Yeah.
Like, I've been at the stadium in the official team store buying Bullets gear, like, multiple times. I've bought shirts and people go, oh, wow, that shirt's old. And I'm like, not really. I bought it at the fucking game. Like, I bought it at a Wizards game.
Well, you got to think, they probably still got a large amount of inventory still.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Well, I mean, not too large, but I mean, they got some inventory still. They got to probably pile some of that.
But they seem like new shirts. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't seem like they're 20-year-old shirts that are fucking still sitting around. I don't think they have ordered that level. But I don't know, man. It's sport teams' names is like an obnoxious thing to me. Like a very obnoxious thing at this point. Because none of my teams have names anymore. I'm like, all right, then my teams aren't their names anymore. But, I mean, they're still my teams.
Yeah, I never really, like I said, my only thing was Carolina. Like football, I love football, but basketball, I like basketball till after Vince Carter era, I guess.
Well, man, Vince Carter's just retiring right now, so like.
Oh shit! He was still fucking playing.
Vince Carter.
Yeah, he started. Holy young shit! Right?
Yeah, he's played to like 40 or something. Like that. I mean, Vince Carter is.
God damn! I didn't know he was still fucking playing.
I think he played this season. I'm pretty sure he played this season.
Holy shit! Wow.
Yeah. So Yeah.
Damn, that motherfucker.
That's not a good
still
description.
Getting it in?
Like the beginning of Vince Carter is like the end of your basketball
there you
interest.
Go. Let's do it that way there. When he won the dunk competition.
When he jumped over that one dude.
When he put his arm in the rim and hung up
when
in the
all
rim.
Got it, when he got it all started. That's who got the dunk contest all started.
They've been doing it
they've
for
been
years.
Doing
nah,
it
they were doing it, but they wouldn't do it.
He changed the game.
Wild and
is
shit.
That what you're
he
saying?
He changed the game up in that bitch when Vince Carter come out that motherfucker.
Well, you had a lot of cats that did over time. Like, that's where Jordan's symbol came from his the shit that Mahoney got tatted on him.
Nah, the jump that made Jordan famous was the free throw line.
That was free throw line.
The free throw line.
Right?
That
that's
was a
line jump right there.
That
though,
was
right?
In a dunk competition.
Yeah, and there's...
Was that a dunk contest, not a game?
It was a dunk competition.
It was a dunk competition, yeah.
And I don't even know. I don't know if that's what the emblem is from specifically. It might be. I think it might be, but...
How tall is that motherfucker?
Who, Jordan?
I
don't know.
He ain't no lengthy bitch, right? He ain't no like 6'7".
I think he's 6'6", 6'7",
something
like that.
I put him at like 6'3", but he probably more than that, really.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm about to look it up right now, brother.
What's the free throw line? 10?
6'6". Look at that, man.
Six,
we get
six.
It.
What's
same
the free throw line
time?
Off the glass?
How far is the jump?
Yeah, 13
feet.
12 feet, somewhere.
It's something obscene. It's a long way. Like two or three.
Yeah,
I think
6'6",
I think only three or four guys though can actually do it and hit or have done it in a dunk competition. Like this white dude, I can't remember his name. Brady,
the one kid that won it last year.
Julius Erving did it. Dr. J did it from the line. Jordan did it from the line. Brent Barry did it from the line, and maybe somebody last year. I don't know.
Fucking. I used to love watching the All-Star game only during that competition. The dunk competition, the three-point shootout, and the celebrity game when they started doing the celebrity shit.
6'6", though, man. He got to be over fucking 10 feet when he holds his hand up. You know what I mean?
Like, well, yeah. I mean, his head's probably at 10 feet at the height of his jump.
Yeah, that's what's screaming.
And then he's coming down when he gets to the rim.
Seems far, but that shouldn't be... That, I wouldn't think that'd be too far for one of them.
You can handle it too.
I mean, I can't jump. I can't long jump.
No, I love
said,
your.
Hold on, did he not say he had an 8 foot stride when the?
Yeah,
run?
I mean, he
it's
said
cut
he had
back.
An 8.
I cut back. I
he
cut
started
back.
With an 8 yard. Stride,
I got an 8 foot stride. I used to have an 8 foot stride. I'm probably more like about 6 and a daughter right now.
Hold on, what you say? 6 and a what?
6 and a daughter.
6 yards.
6 and a quarter.
Six, whatever, man.
Probably, maybe. I don't know. I don't know, man. It's
you're ridiculous, man.
You're losing some spring in your step, is what you're saying.
Yeah, he's getting old.
I'm getting old, bro. I'm trying to tell you, when I went around, jumped around on the bounce out there the other weekend,
I seen that.
Up. Shit, I was going to get about 27 jumps, and I was over there in the corner, fucking.
Was your head hot?
I know, my head wasn't hot, but I was looking for one of them oxygen tanks, one of them backpack oxygen tanks. I'm like, man, I might have to get one. Them fuckers, this shit get real. Went to run around the base with one of them fuckers.
That's what it is. You ain't been running around no bases.
Yeah,
you're fully out of practice.
Yeah, getting fucking old and shit.
You haven't done enough laps around your softball diamond this
year.
Yeah,
I'm screaming.
And now, okay, when all this COVID shit over, you doing hit the diamond again? You
goddamn
gonna go back
right,
out
whenever
there?
Whenever they let it get going, and shit. Well, I'll do it right now with the COVID. I ain't worried about it.
But aren't you worried about throwing your arm out?
That's what I'm saying. You ain't warmed up nothing. You ain't been fucking going through.
He don't do
motions.
That. That's not even the
ain't
point.
My style, bro.
Like he's got an injury that he's just gonna try to throw himself.
Oh, he's
through.
Gonna fucking go for
he's
it.
He's gonna hurt himself. He's gonna throw the ball from the outfield all the way to the home plate, but his arm's gonna come out of the socket.
He wants a VH1 special made for him throwing.
Hey,
his shoulder and shit out.
Like, where's the Jew now?
Yeah.
VH1.
Nah, I don't see it happening, man. I don't see the Mr. Unit like getting the special on
he
his.
He wants to be recruited for
softball injuries.
Out of the blue.
No, he wants to be recruited to the Major League Baseball off of his softball career.
Softball.
That's how he plays softball. He plays softball so hard. Like, there's a scout in the stands being like, know what, man, that guy, if I could get him to throw overhand.
He just got that. He's green. He's got that perfect. He'd be good for the Mets. We're going to take him out there.
He would be like, how old are you? Oh, 36? Yeah, you're a great guy to sign to the fucking Mets. Let's go. Come sign to the Mets with me. I'm a scout. I'm going to bring you down to the Mets and let you hit in front of them. I'm going to bring you down in front of the Mets squad and have somebody throw balls to you.
Look at that
overhand,
stride.
Though, you're going to have to be able to hit overhand. Can you hit a 90 mile
fuck
an hour
no.
fastball?
I can't even bunt a 90 some mile an hour.
He said
fastball.
I can't even bunt.
Get out of the way, that motherfucker, bro. I'm
you
like,
better
yo,
get out of the way.
I ain't fucking with y'all.
That's the wisest thing
you've
said.
Why you throw that fast? That's what I'm going to say. Why you throw that fast, dude? What the fuck, man? I thought we were playing a game. It's fucking mean, man.
There practice. He goes with that meanness.
So ball didn't go right through me, man. Like, and I'm just trying to hit this bitch, man. Like,
he's gonna blow a hole in you with the softball.
Terminator ball through my belly, man. You know what I mean? Like, Terminator style right out this bitch. You know what I mean?
Right, like Terminator 2. Yeah, I got fucking, a hole in your head.
Got the burnt laces right on my strip. You know what I mean? Just fucking orange glowing and shit. Like, you know, CBS fucking
with that heat.
What they call it? What is that shit? Not cinnamon. What they call that fucking shit with the with the movies now,
you talking about the CGI?
Yeah, the CGI. Yeah, it'd be CGI. Oh,
you would have
shit.
You would CGI.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be all fucking glowing with the laces right over here. I'd have fucking CGI. Yeah, fuck yeah, bro. That'd be pretty tight.
That's a movie. To get a
sound
whole...
like a movie right there, y'all. Yeah. Balling out.
Clearly got a plan.
Balling out.
That's what's gonna be called, balling out.
Yeah.
Getting Swiss cheesed up with a softball.
Yeah, that would be an interesting movie if that's how it opens, and like the Jews play a softball, and then he gets a hole burned in him by the ball.
Yeah,
and then he's like, then he's
fake
got
Final Destination shit.
Well,
right
the rest
there,
of the movie is him dealing with the consequences of getting a hole burned through him.
This is what
he's
happened.
On Sally Jesse Raphael and all that kind of stuff, and losing his mind.
I don't know what happened.
How could you could deal with a belly hole though? Unless where's your kidney at?
I mean, it would depend.
It depends on where
you cauterized through, and you had a hole that
it's straight burning all the way through. Like I said,
so you're
got
talking
the lace
like,
mark where it, you know where. It
so lace indentations all the way through, like a baseball size hole in one side of you to the other.
That's cauterized
going
through.
Straight through.
Cauterized through, no blood, just. You're like, ow, that hurts. That's sizzly. Yep.
It's coming out harder, firecracker. Just fucking cauterized shit as it went on through. Most major shit ever.
I mean, if it missed the major
like if
organs
you hole, like
by
right
over,
here.
Or if it missed the major organs by over 50%, like if it didn't crush,
yeah,
if it didn't take more
important.
Than, I'm saying if it didn't take more than half of your liver or half of your kidney or half of your lung or whatever, and you know there was enough there
everything
to still
function. Yeah,
all that shit's right around.
And you got a hole just walking around with a hole in you, man. Motherfuckers will fuck with you all day.
Well, dude, think about it. You'd be laying on the couch with a drink in that bitch.
That's what I'm screaming. You got a drink holder when you're out there on the beach.
Yep.
My girl.
Yo, look. You have a shorty doing some freaky shit. Hey, baby, hold on to my handle right here.
Ew. Ew.
God damn it.
Hey, look, I'm just saying, man.
You're a pretty gross man, Mike.
She be wanting to do some freaky shit. Have a bitch lick on the hole.
What?
I'm just saying.
Like, you would eroticize.
That's a number three hole, Mike. Ain't nobody gonna be licking on a number three hole.
You would eroticize your.
You don't know, man. Wound. It might be fucking some extra sensitive shit
you
now. There.
You would be fisting that motherfucker.
No, so yeah. Bitch, fist your hole.
My girl.
She'd be like stuffing a 2 liter in that motherfucker.
Damn it.
You're like, ah, it's stretching out. Oh, yeah, you like it. Now she's like,
oh, man. Man got me the other day.
What happened with the man?
What'd the man do?
Got me down Blantyre.
So how fast was he going with the
isn't
man?
Isn't that where the man always gets you? You are always talking about Blantyre. Like you always get busted
I've
on Blantyre.
I've got a lot of tickets down Blantyre. Because it's too slow, man. What the fuck? That road should be more 45 mile an hour. There's one house on the main road, on the road right there. You know what I'm screaming? Why the fuck got to be 45? Should be 55 through that bitch. Ain't nobody around but cows and shit.
Because they're waiting for you to come through so they can bust you.
Yeah.
So how fast was you going?
Well, we... As I was saying, this is how it always is.
Okay,
right?
Okay,
I'm
break
behind
it down.
A motherfucker, right? Dude in the work van. Usually, and luckily the guy in the work van was there, because I'm usually doing 85, 90 down that road.
Okay.
You know? I mean, I'm going to jail as soon as I get pulled over. Like, ain't no question about it. Like, I'm
but
going double the speed limit down that bitch,
good.
Just getting it, right? Mind my business. Fine, dude. Ain't no fucking nobody around. Whatever. So, we get up, we fucking, I'm riding behind his van. Come up over the hill. Like, why did he hit this fucking brake at this house?
Well, maybe you should
so
take
it.
It was a house. So I'm like, all right, let me start slowing down a little bit. And I'm like, man, there's a fucking cop in this motherfucker's driveway. So he come right on out. And I'm like, all right. So I burn a receipt. I got a receipt.
All right, this one.
A piece of paper
God
I can find, right? I burn that real quick, right? Get some fucking fresh smoke in there. Right? I start slowing down. Yeah, I'm like, oh yeah, he really pulling me over now. I'm like, all right, well, let's get some more paper going.
No, you didn't.
So we get the paper going, you know, and then push it out, you know what I mean? And waft it around a little, you know what I mean? So I pull it right here on the road, because the only goddamn road we got, you know, right there. Ain't no driveway or no shoulder or nothing right there.
And is the cancer of habit.
So fucking pull over, and he's like, you know, maybe I pull you over for? I'm like, well, I mean, more like I'm speeding. Like, I'm going to see it on now. You ain't got nothing else, you know? Well, yeah, you were going fucking 68, and I'm like, yeah, I was riding behind that van. He's like, we going faster than him. I'm like, he in front of me. How am I always going faster than the motherfucker in front of me?
Because you never possible?
You're always going to get pulled over if you're the car behind.
Because you're always running to try to stay caught up to that man.
Sometimes I am, but not that time. Because I was like, all right, because he was riding 65, 70. When I would be riding anyways. I'm like, all right, bet. I was just cruising. I was
you keep it up with the flow of traffic.
Like I said, I'm looking left.
On a single lane road.
Yeah.
You know it's a 45-mile-an-hour road that you've been busted on but for driving like a madman.
It should be 45, damn. It should be 55. But anyways, we just riding. I ain't getting it. You know, I ain't paying no mind. That's you know, bullshit. I'm just following that guy. We use driving faster. Like, all right, well. All right, then.
You know, so you got a ticket?
Yeah, I gave him a ticket.
Oh, that ain't too bad.
He gave me 64 and a
45. You he gave you just under reckless.
Yeah.
That now, was look, really kind of him since you were going over. Say,
you should be happy. Yeah,
you should write him a letter and thank him.
He said, I'm a hook you up, man. I'm doing you solid right here. I'm like, all right, yeah, appreciate you, man. Slow down. I'm like, all right, yeah.
Because you was burning paper in the car.
Slow down, man. Why can't you figure out? Why can't you find out how to slow down, man?
Well.
How often does this have to happen before you're going to figure out to slow the fuck down?
It's been a long time since I've gotten.
Matter of fact, hold on. If you was on Blaine Tire, you was coming home then.
Yeah, bro.
So what the fuck was the rush for?
I said it wasn't a rush. I was just riding. Me and old boy was riding. Like, yeah. I mean, okay. Usually I'm stroking it.
Hold on. There's a difference between riding and hauling ass. Now, riding and cruising.
Riding is 80. It's 70 to 80 for me. Hauling ass is not as 100 to 110. Right? Cruising and riding is 60 to 80.
We got to redefine those terms for you, then, my brother. You know what
I'm
saying?
I told you I got issues, man.
I've been trying to tell you that for years.
Yeah, we're trying to help you out with those problems.
But there's different. You know, that's the German. Right? I got German in me. I got 1% Jew, but I got at least 12.5% German on my right foot. You know what I mean? That's what makes me drive Autobahn. Like, that's what I'm going with.
So you got Autobahn foot?
Yeah, just Autobahn foot.
You just have that fucking.
Like, my theme song is what that I can't drive 55. That's my shit right there. Like, when I was born, that song was playing some fucking where. You know what I mean? Somehow, somewhere so in the hospital, something.
You said when you was born. That's
the song I popped out to.
That's the soundtrack that's going to be your opening theme song to the story of Jew.
Since I came out the box in the world, that fucking song was playing. That had to be. It's got to be.
So you and the now look, you was probably born with pre mullet. Now if you came out with mullet hair, that would have been some shit with this song playing.
I don't remember that.
Oh my god, if you had that song playing in the background with a fucking mullet.
With mullet hair? With a mullet, god damn, come out with a mullet.
Amazing.
Now that would be an intro.
That's the Jew driving around.
When he came out the birth canal, you know how they do that shot where you got the baby coming up and then they zoom in and all of a sudden he's driving. Now they zoom back out, he's driving in the car. Yeah, that'd be this right here. Zoom into the mullet being born. Hauling ass. Thank you, officer. Burner receipts. Damn, dummy.
Hey, it works, bruh.
So stupid.
Hey, whatever, man. You made it through.
Yeah.
You
got a cigarette.
Yeah. That's your techniques for burners.
You gotta burn something.
Gotta have something here to burn up, man.
I'm already gonna give you more money.
Just get matches, homie.
I don't wanna give you $25 more. I'm already giving you money.
Now, hold on. Now I got another question for you. Let's say the motherfucker does get to pull you over and smells burning paper.
This is the Jew right here. 25.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can't drive.
Shit, bro, I'm trying to tell you. Someone was rocking out on that bitch when I popped out the box. Had to be.
And what if you was conceived to that?
That might have been at it too.
I doubt it. I think that song came out after your conception, man. I'd have to bet on that. Oh, copyright 1984. What year were you born?
83, bro.
Alright, yeah. So it came out right after that. Oh well, so man.
Your first birthday. Either way, man, you gotta control yourself, brother.
Yeah, you gotta learn to control yourself, Jew Unit.
You hauling ass. Because
you're not Sammy Hagar.
I need to start drinking. That's the only time I kind of drive good is when I'm drinking a little bit and when I'm driving. That's when I start to do the speed limit. That's some bullshit.
Wait a minute, so you think you got to enhance your driving by drinking?
Because see, he forces himself to drive the speed limit so he doesn't get pulled over and say he have a DUI.
Why don't you treat all situations like you're drunk?
Just not like you're drunk.
No, no, no. I'm saying carry yourself in a car as if you're drunk. Like, carry yourself like you're breaking multiple laws at one time. I've been saying for years, break one law at a time, not multiple laws to people, right? Like, if you got a dead hooker in a trunk, don't be speeding. If you're drunk, don't be speeding. You know what I'm saying? If you're, like, speeding, you shouldn't have a bunch of fucking shit on you you can get in trouble for. Be clean. Speed clean.
Speed clean.
But yeah. Now it's only $25.
Well, that's one thing. There's all sorts of other things in the world that can fuck you up.
True that, true that, true that.
You don't want to get fucked up. You got to pay attention to this shit, bro. You going to get yourself fucked up out here. You got to quit tripping, bro.
Well,
just because you can't drive 55, you can't be laughing about it like I can't drive 55. Sitting in jail. Like, ha ha.
There might be something to the driving because he might have just some aggression that's built up. What was the last time?
Oh, we know that. When's the last time you got laid, motherfucker?
Oh, fuck.
That's a hell of a silence. That's a long ass pause right there.
What month is this?
It's September.
Oh, I don't even know. It's definitely on a couple months now.
All right, we'll get your poof game back on. Because look.
Yeah, get back on the poof. No, he got stayed off the poof because somebody, what is it? Somebody, what happened? I can't remember. Somebody tried to fucking rob you or some shit, right?
Because you fucking sent out a dick pic. You ain't been on the
poof. Yeah, that's right. They tried to extort you.
Episode.
They tried to extort you over your dick pic. How did that go? They never did they?
I guess not. I don't know.
Maybe, like, your bosses never got a picture of your dick. Maybe it went to their spam.
Yeah,
not it must
yet.
Have gone to their spam.
Yeah, they must
could
have.
They didn't notice it because it went into spam.
But, I've been poofing, but they. Everybody's still corona.
Oh, they're all faking on the bacon because of the Ronas.
Oh, give it some time, bro. Cuffing season coming.
Nah, cuffing season ain't going to be the same this year.
It might have a little twitch with it.
Ain't going to be no twitch. Ain't going to be nobody twitching. That's just going to drive to more people being fucking upset about their worldly situation. Joe, I've just been sitting here at home. I haven't gotten laid in years. I mean, like, months. Like, yeah, you mean years, right? I know what you mean, motherfucker. It's been a while. Everybody's an insult now.
Like, don't lose your mind out here, man, when you finally get to blow one off on a bro like that. Don't lose your shit. Because you know how you get to going, man. You get to going into some shit. Next thing you know, you're going to be like, man, this crazy bro doing this. She wants me to fucking take a shit on her.
Nah.
I ain't shitting on nobody. I ain't shitting on nobody.
Wouldn't that be something if a Jew came in a couple of months and told us a story about duty and on a girl?
Oh, man, that would be something.
Man, she told me to do it. If that happens, you got to bring her on. I need to talk to her. Like, if anybody's in and, like, knows a girl that's into that scatological shit, like, I want to know. I want to talk to this bitch. I want her on the show. I want to zoom her in. She can be anonymous. She could be Miss Duty or whatever she wants to call herself.
I need the girl that's going to be like, look, she'll fist that fucking softball soldered hole in you. girl, if I had a fucking baseball size hole in me, would you fist it?
Would you? That's so wacky. I guess any sort of stress on the body could, like, help elevate your orgasm in a sense.
Don't know. Imagine. You got a hole. And you sit there and play with it.
But, like, if you're lucky enough to survive that, they're probably going to tell you not to play with the hole. They're going to be like, "Quit playing with that hole."
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
But you know, this fucker would never listen to shit like that.
Man, I got a hole in me, man. I'm going to play with it.
See, that's what I'm saying. You know you are. You're going to try things out and all kinds of shit.
He'll be like, check it out, man. I was playing with my hole, and I had, like, this wicked orgasm right now. And now I'm trying to get a girl to come over here and play with my hole while we fucking around.
But I got to tell her to rub it the right way, because if you rub it too wrong, it hurts.
Yeah, hey, sweetheart, I need you to be careful when you're penetrating my hole.
Counterclockwise.
Penetrating my hole.
I need to be careful penetrating my hole, sweetheart.
Here, what I want you to do is get a cup of Captain and Coke or Captain and Gin.
Come over here with a bottle of that silver Captain, and, like, we gonna work it out, girl.
And just put it on the outline and let my skin soak it up. Watch how drunk I get.
That's you, Drew, man. You got to do
so
all right for
you
yourself.
You didn't appreciate the tea drink? How'd that THC infused drink to you, man? You said you didn't.
He didn't get high enough. He's not good. He don't feel enough. Did you drink that? Because you look half dead right now.
Yeah, I finished that little thing.
So you finished that because you're looking half dead right now. You don't feel nothing, but you're like, you don't feel fucked up, but you look fucked up.
Yeah, because you look like you just real good and mellow.
I got, yeah, I mean, I got a good buzz going on right now, but I mean, you know, I mean, this ain't my drink happening to you, so I mean.
But see, that's the other thing. You drink, on top of that, you do.
I got that going over too.
You do over medicate some days, you know what I'm saying?
You can't never over medicate, bro.
You but that's what I'm saying. You don't know the difference.
You gotta be calm, cool, collective, man.
You gotta be calm, cool, and collective, yeah, but like.
I get aggressive if I ain't on my medication, bro.
I bet you do, man.
Yeah.
You get aggressive in here on just on occasion when you are on your medication.
Yeah. That's also true. You can't, you know, year zero to 100. You know, what?
I'm super worse off my medication, bro. I need it.
Well, but like,
I told you I got problems.
Do you, so like,
hey, listen, what kind of problems we talk about, man? Let's break down some of these problems. What are the problems?
Well, yeah, let's talk about your problems, Mr.
Unit. I ain't getting high enough because I smoke too much marijuana, and I can't quit smoking marijuana to get high enough so I stop smoking marijuana.
So you need to. What you're telling me is you want your tolerance to go down so you can get higher when you do smoke. But you
smoking in order to do that. But I don't want to stop smoking.
You don't have to stop. You just got to cut back in.
But I got to cut in some different medication.
Well, maybe
in the process, where I lose this medication, or else I got to substitute something. He's I can't sub in alcohol, man, because that fucks up my figure, bro.
I'm saying there's booze and there's trees and there ain't nothing else. Booze,
man, it's like goddamn.
Well, because you're not into real drugs. So.
Yeah, I like drugs. That's the problem.
Yeah, you're not into real drugs.
I gotta start liking drugs.
I don't know, bro. I
don't know.
I would worry about
maybe
you.
Maybe I'll do the catnip shit. K-12.
What?
Are you gonna get some K-12?
Don't be out here chewing on your arm outside.
No, not bath salt. We get the other shit. What is that shit? The catnip shit. The hell's that shit?
Yo, I don't know.
K-12, K-9, whatever that.
Spice.
Move. Spice. That is, yeah.
That K2.
Yeah, the K2 shit. Yeah,
get on that mountain slope, bro.
He said K12. I'm like, yeah, that's a whole school
spice
program.
Get up on that spice. The old spice.
Get that Washington football team with the interception on the 19.
Woo!
Yeah, see, I'm a Redskins fan
football.
From way back,
man. It's not sports, so.
I know it's not. I'm sorry. That's why we turned the TV off, man, but during football season.
Oh, that's right. My drink's still empty.
It happens. Dude, you know what you could do? You could go refill it if you want.
Here's the thing,
I'm
though.
Get more chicken if I go
that's there. Why you don't know if the actual drink worked on you because you're already drunk and fucking high.
I'm not
but
drunk.
he needs his balance, and he's lacking his balance.
Oh, see,
his balance is too hard to achieve.
But see, here's the thing: when you ingest THC, it's a different effect than when you smoke it.
That's right. Edibles hit you different than.
Yeah, I know. I've been watching them. I've been watching Bong Appetit, and they was making some butter, and I was trying to figure out what they were doing. They had some little crazy thing. They had a little fish tank, and they had this little heater, I guess, hooked up to it, and they
right.
was boiling marijuana, and they was getting all the juice and shit out of it, and then they was cooking pork and shit like that. I was wondering, like, I was like, damn, that's a fancy little.
Yeah, if you infuse weed butter and then interject that into your fucking chicken and sit down and eat that, that'll get you fucked
that's
up,
screaming.
Bro.
But see,
I was wondering if I could, like, boil water with kind of the same. That was almost what they were doing, but like I said, he had a little.
You need to like Google whatever they're doing.
Yeah, they're
doing some expensive shit.
I'm saying YouTube, you need to get the understanding of what they're doing because you can probably do it on an inexpensive iron.
YouTube will show you how to do the shit.
Yeah, you got to like research before you just start boiling weed.
Now look, now here's the thing. Now say you
absolutely
get your shit squared away with the butter, right? And you put it in your motherfucking chicken. You rotisserate the chicken. You eat the chicken again.
All that butter done dripped out of it though. Like I'd rather do some toast and smear that butter on. The toast
either way,
that.
When he eats the shit, he still ain't gonna have that same effect that he wants. He's gonna be fucked up because he's gonna have a drink in his hand.
That's right. It's a different kind of thing. It's like when you say you can't go in the water because you get fucking sick. It's because you go out there and you drink and you hang out on the exhaust pipes of the fucking diesel. That's why you get sick in the open water.
I do the exhaust pipes, but I don't drink out on the water unless I'm on the lake.
He said, I do the exhaust pipes, but I don't drink on the water.
Oh, you don't want to watch that. That's don't look. Bullshit. But yeah.
Oh, they pick it back? Oh, well. Shit happens.
But yeah, I don't drink on the ocean because, like I said, I usually get sick. But I drink on the lake, on a boat.
Sure, you don't get sick on the lake. There's not enough slosh. There's not enough motion in that ocean.
Not enough.
But you ain't catching no great white shark in the fucking lake.
No, fuck no.
That's what I'm saying. I certainly hope.
I can take that Dramamine shit though and be all right.
I'm saying, you know what? I hope one day that the Mason and Friends show can be such a large force in the world of entertainment that we actually charter a boat and go out and catch a shark and do it as a group and record it and put it out on the fucking.
And I don't even do the water, but I'll sure as hell go out there. Fucking, if we get a charter and go out there and try to catch a shark, fuck yeah.
This one in Wicatuna boats, you ain't falling off that bitch.
I'm telling you, man, we go out there in one of them dope ass fucking big badass boats out there catching sharks.
I do not plan on going off into the water. I'm gonna be bolted down to some shit.
I'm gonna bring the AK. I'm gonna shoot Jaws. I'm not fucking around.
I highly doubt they're gonna let you bring the AK.
I'm gonna put one in between his eyes.
What state we drop it off at?
We got to go out after Florida. They'll let me take the AK out in the water.
I still don't think so, bro.
I don't know.
They got a lot of bullshit rules out there in Florida. Carrying an AK is probably written on some fucking where.
On the water. No.
Motherfuckers out there.
I'm sure that's legal in Florida.
Nah, I doubt it.
You go out far enough. If you go out to far enough shark infested waters, you can do whatever.
Say we get 2 miles out or whatever it is to international waters.
You can do whatever the fuck you want
to
do.
We charter a boat to go out into international waters. And you out there with... No, here's what we do. We get out there. You're out there with a pole, and I'm out there with the AK. We see who can catch a Jaws first.
God damn it.
That would be a great show.
All right, so we booked this shit. You have to call them.
I just asked.
All right, but look here. I'm hunting with my AK. My boy's hunting with your real. We good? What?
That's what I want to do. I want to fight it pulling it in. That's all I want to do.
Yeah, but AK, you're not really going.
Nah, I like.
He's going to shoot the water up.
I want to redo the scene in Jaws where the shark swims by the boat and he's shooting at it with the little revolver. And I want to pull out an AK and then the Jaws is dead. It's over.
He might fuck around and shoot Flipper's ass. Motherfuckers might get mad about that.
Flipper's going to catch a hot one too, dog.
Clip a dolphin or a sea turtle's fucking thing.
They probably not gonna let you do what you want to do, bro.
They probably wouldn't let me do
not
it.
Not one bit.
But it would be interesting if we each had a pole and we were out there fishing and Mike and I both caught a big ass shark.
If we caught some shit and he didn't catch one?
No, he would catch a baby shark, bro. And we would laugh at him.
This motherfucker be hot.
If it's chartering, the poles are gonna be set up and it's whoever's turn. That's all that works.
That would really be funny if we were taking turns on the big ass pole. And I caught a shark, and then you went on, and then you didn't catch anything. And then Mike got on, and he caught a shark, and then I got on, and I caught a shark, and then you got on, and didn't catch anything. And Mike got on, and caught a shark.
He'd be pissed the fuck off.
Like if we were going back and forth, just Mike and I were pulling him up.
He'd be mad as shit. That motherfucker would go off, man. Fuck this shit. See,
I'd be like, Jim, man, you want to kiss my shark? You can kiss the shark before I throw it back in.
He'd be pissed. He'd be like, yo, how much more? Give me a few more hours. Y'all need to go over these waters. These waters over here is where I'm gonna catch it at.
He be reading the shark waters where we've been pulling sharks out.
Oh man, he gonna know where it is. See, the cat may listen. The cat may listen where the fuck I wanna go. I'd be able to catch a fucking shark.
That would be the show though. Like we could do a whole series like Discovery of trying to catch a shark. Like it's shark fishing, and we're out there like every week trying to catch a shark and never catching one.
Shark week with the Jew.
It'd be like our conversations here, but we're just on a boat.
Yeah. Yo, Jew, how you doing out there? These motherfuckers ain't biting. I need more chum. That's why they need more chum. Get some more chum in the water.
Bring some serious chum to the problem.
It ain't hard to catch a shark out there in the big water like that.
Hold on, wait a minute.
You talk like you understand.
A lot of motherfuckers can see them motherfuckers, though, man. I'm like, man, I don't fucking... Well, a lot of those motherfuckers can see.
I guarantee you can see one if you go out there. Because the way you eyeball fucking these goddamn murky-ass ponds...
I don't know. It's hard in the ocean,
and
man.
Fucking... It's the same deal.
You got waves, you got caps, you got fucking... It's a lot different spots.
You got waves, you got caps, and this fool's half drunk and half nauseous. He's not making it. It's not happening.
Because this motherfucker's be seeing like fish, like them bait balls and shit, like the real water folks. And I'm like, God damn, how you even see that shit? Because I usually don't see that shit, but I see shit on like a lake.
Well, yeah, because you're starting on the soft water. You're starting on the little water, man, the safe water. When you up your water reading game to the ocean...
Well, I got
to
get out there more.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to quit fucking around. You got to get out in this open water if you want to catch a real shark.
You know how to read the water. I've seen you fucking do it countless of fucking times. Countless of times.
Because Captain Ron would have caught a shark, and if you was out Captain Ron, you'd end up catching yourself a shark.
Okay, when you retire on the water and have your little trailer, getting your rigs on...
I'm telling you, he's going to be living in a trailer like Riggs and with a house full of shark jaws like Quentin Jaws, and he's gonna be
out there working on his boat like what Andy Dufresne was and Saywan Taneo with the trailer on the side of the beach, and you're gonna go out there and get your Captain Ron on. You're gonna be able to read the oceans. You could be out there. There was storm brewing over there. I'm gonna go on in here. I'm gonna catch this right here. I'm going in.
He's gonna be like a professional shark fisherman. He's gonna be like, man, shark's good over there, man.
Yeah, you're gonna be the dude on the dock that motherfuckers go out there and be like, yo, if y'all really wanna catch some fish, y'all fishermen. Yeah, y'all don't know about why. Check out that dude at the end of the dock. See that crazy motherfucker with the mullet? Yeah, yeah. His name is the Jew. Just go up there, go mirror, and he gonna holler at you. You gotta do the mirror, because if you don't do mirror, yeah, he ain't cool with you. He gonna hit you with some but just he's giving you directions when he does that. He's gonna tell you where the spot is to get them fish. That's going to be you. You're going to be the man that everybody goes to. You're going to be that little legend.
Well, like, if you do right, man, you could be the guy that they take that they pay to go charter fishing.
Oh, yeah. Yep. But you got to get over your seasickness.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got to quit being a bitch and come on.
Yeah. Stop being a bitch and come on. Yeah, because that would be something you could actually pull off, bro.
Yeah, you could do that shit, bro. I believe in you, Jew. Yeah,
but see,
you could be a charter fisherman.
Hold on, because then he would get pissed off if a motherfucker caught a better fish than he've ever caught.
No, I mean, if I'm charter fishing, my job is to fucking make sure them motherfuckers catch fish. I ain't catching shit.
No, but you're gonna be upset.
He's making sure the boat don't tip over while they're pulling a shark out of the water.
Yeah, but you're still gonna be upset if somebody pulls something better than you've ever pulled out.
Yeah, but they're still gonna ask you to take the hook out of the jaw's mouth before they throw him back in the water after they give him a kiss.
Well, a lot of those motherfuckers just cut the line.
And see, that's not cool, man.
They don't even fucking worry about the fucking hook. They leave that shit to rust up about that bitch.
That's not cool, man.
Yeah, they don't
not cool.
Fuck it. And I'm like, nah, I'm getting all that shit. I'm going to try to get all that back because it's expensive. I mean, that line, that hook, and all that shit.
So it's really an expense thing for you. It has nothing to do with the humanity of hurting this fish.
It will rust out. They can still eat if it's over here. You know what I mean?
It depends on where it is. Sometimes it fucks them up, man. I've seen videos of people underwater that are just deep sea diving, and a fucking shark or some kind of fish comes up with a hook in his mouth, and they take it out, and the fish seems like, hey, thanks, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've seen that before.
I've seen that type of stuff. And so, I don't really support the... Right, just go cut that fucking thing loose.
I don't like that.
That's
like,
not cool, man.
They do that. That's what they do on that fuck wicked tuna shit. Watch that shit. They don't get that shit close at all.
Wait, so if they catch something that's not a tuna, they just cut it loose and the shark. They get a shark, they leave the hook in his mouth.
Yeah, they cut the fucking line and go down there and fuck with it. And then they bitch about how much money they lost. And I'm like, well, you ain't even trying to get it back. I mean, if it's a thrasher shark, yeah, I can see that. You don't want, they got that long ass tail, they can fuck you up. You don't really want to fuck one of them.
Okay.
But a regular shark, I mean, goddamn, you gotta have some long ass fucking pliers. You can go down by that bitch and 2 foot long motherfuckers or something. I mean, goddamn, they gotta make something like that. Fuck. If they don't, they should.
Ladies and gentlemen.
# patent trademark LLC copyright.
With that said,
goddamn.
We're gonna have to bring this episode of the Mason and Friends show to a close.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank you so much for listening. We'd like to encourage you to check out old episodes as well as new episodes. Uh-huh. Please share the show with your friends. Help us grow this motherfucker right here.
Yeah, like, share, subscribe.
And don't forget, we love you very much. We hope you have a great rest of your week, and peace be with you.
Peace.
Yes, gone.
Thanks so much for listening. If you want to help support the show, please go to www.patreon.com/MPerfectEntertainment. There's a link in the description of each show at the bottom. If you just scroll down, you'll see the Imperfect Patreon account link. If you're an Apple user, please take the time to give us a 5-star review on the Purple Podcast app on your Apple device.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.